3 o'clock hour here on the Hockman and Crowder program. A reminder, all day tomorrow, every other hour, we will give away a pair of tickets for the Heat opening night against the Magic on Wednesday night. So if you want to win those tickets, make sure you are listening to us tomorrow. Watching some highlights here of Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers. Anyway, I get sidetracked on that.
You like to watch real quarterbacks, huh? That is something else.
I get sidetracked on that. Tua just met with the media. Now, I'm reading here from Adam Beasley at Pro Football Network, okay? So Adam Beasley has written this synopsis about what Tua just said to the media. You can read it at profootballnetwork.com. Tua says he's been symptom-free from the day after the concussion. He said he never considered retirement and won't wear one of those guardian caps. Why, he was asked. His response was personal choice. So, and I saw Devon Achane was wearing one yesterday during the game. Tua is not going to be wearing one. I watched the press conference, like I've watched during the commercial break, the video of it. He was very relaxed. He was wearing a little sleeveless hoodie. He wasn't taking any of this stuff, you know, like with the seriousness that many wanted him to take it. Like he was asked, like, you've heard all the people talking about your retire. And he's like, yeah, I didn't pay attention to any of that stuff. Like, it was a very casual press conference. So anyone who wanted to make it a bigger deal, this is more from Adam Beasley. Will he play with more caution and not take unnecessary risks? Tua replied, gotta be smart. My entire time playing football, that was sort of my edge when I would run. It's a professional setting, the best of the best. You just can't be doing that. I'm assuming he's talking about not sliding on the play that he actually ended up getting concussed on. Tua acknowledged it's frustrating to miss time and to be the symbol of the NFL's concussion issue. Quote, it's just frustrating that I couldn't have helped in any way outside of coach and just talking to guys. It's been a different type of way of leading. To acknowledge that the team made the right decision to put him on IR to protect myself from myself. Quote, Tagovailoa, when asked what he would say to people who were truly concerned about him, said, quote, I appreciate your concern. I love this game and I love it to the death of me. Tagovailoa said that the discourse around his latest concussion has been shaped by what happened to him 2 years ago when he was taken off the field on a stretcher in Cincinnati in a national showcase game. Tua said he remembers everything about what happened the night of his recent concussion, aside from a few spotty moments when he got up and went off the field. He remembered the play in which he got hurt. Tagovailoa said he's been throwing for the last 5 weeks, including some with Odell Beckham Jr. When asked about the risk of continuing to play, he likened playing football to driving one's car to work. Quote, there's risk in anything. I'm willing to play the odds. There you go.
Well, the whole guardian pad thing, I know y'all pushed back. His personal opinion is that he doesn't want to look goofy.
I didn't think Devon Achane looked goofy in it.
He did look goofy.
He did not.
Huh. You tell me you wear this, you'll be protected. It's a better chance you're not getting hurt.
Like you seen those big ass hats? Those big ass hats. Some of the players created. Like wearing a big ass hat.
No, embarrassed. I wear an 8.5. I'm embarrassed to put a hat on sometimes. And that's just a regular hat. It's just a big ass hat. He's just not going to wear it because he looks goofy. But to the point of what he said, his professional setting, that was the most interesting thing to me because we talked about that. I don't care if the game's on the line. Do not go head first. Because if we lose this game, if it's 4th and 6 and the linebacker's coming to hit you and you're 4 yards and you're going to drop your shoulder now, we're now going to lose that game and we're going to lose 3 or 4 more games after it because you're not playing. Third down, you're scrambling. Oh, we got to get this first down. You know, we're in the red zone. Slide. 4th and 2, kick the field goal. And I'm sure that they've had this conversation with him. There is no single possession, single play for the Miami Dolphins now with how their roster is constructed that Tua should put himself in danger, even if, and this is crazy to say as a competitor, even if the game's on the line.
Until you get to the playoffs.
See, there you go.
What? No, in the playoffs, then the game matters.
Okay. He gets that first down in the playoffs.
You're telling me. No,
and
wait
now
a second.
He's not to sleep.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. No. You're telling me that the Dolphins quarterback cannot, under any circumstance, try to extend a play.
No, he gets in the play. Scramble. Move. When them people get close to you, don't look for the sticks. Fall down. He can extend plays. I want him to extend plays. I want him to move sideways. I want him to, throw the ball. I want Tyreek to streak across. I want him to all the great stuff we want the good quarterbacks to do. I want him to do that, Hawk. If another human being without your jersey color on is anywhere around you, fall down. Don't
Here's
let
the
them
thing.
Touch you.
We have all week to talk about Tua. I don't want to let Tim Boyle and Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer off the hook and Jason Sanders. Like this story, obviously, as we get closer to Sunday's game, it's going to be there. I don't want this to distract my anger from yesterday, because I just want to say this. There is no scenario where at the end of a Dolphins game, Jonnu Smith should have 7 targets, and Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle should have a combined 4. These guys, listen to this. The following had more or just as many targets as Tyreek Hill yesterday. Jonnu Smith, Malik Washington, Devon Achan, Julian Hill, Odell Beckham Jr., and Jalen Waddle. They all had as many or more targets than Tyreek Hill.
That's
so
ridiculous.
If that's what your quarterback, your backup, and your starter, Tyler Huntley, if they're incapable of finding Tyreek Hill, then they can't be your backups. And if it's Mike McDaniel's fault, if you're incapable of calling plays that gets the ball in the hands of Tyreek Hill, then you shouldn't be the head coach. That's pretty simple stuff to me. Like, that's simple stuff. Now, I'm going to bet all the overs next week because Tua is going to be back. And because, like, the over-under on receptions for Tyreek yesterday was 4.5. I didn't touch it because I didn't know what was going to happen. But the over-under was 4.5. Let that be moved down a little bit because he only had 2 targets, like, please, I'm begging. The only over I'm not betting is 2 rushing yards.
Yeah, let's stay away from that for a while. But this is the thing, because I had a chance to watch the football yesterday. Do you know that when you play the Lions, there's no sneaking up that Amon-Ra St. Brown is a great receiver?
Right.
When you play the Viking, I watched Jet get him a beautiful touchdown. Down thrown to him, probably 7-8 targets. You're not sneaking. Jamar Chase. Where's Jamar at? Defenses know where Jamar Chase is, just like they know where Tyreek is and Waddle is. It's a scheme-up thing to get a one-on-one and take a chance on a great receiver. There are great receivers, and they're going to get a lot of attention. That's what they do, is get attention. Don't just say, oh, there's a couple people by Tyreek. Let's throw to Jonnu 18 times. No. Put him in motion, have him chase him around the backfield somewhere and slip him out and find a safety that's lost in the middle, get that separation, throw him some outs. Like, you can scheme up that thing. So to your point, I'm not letting Mike McDaniel off the hook, because I gave him a mulligan after Tim Boyle and Skylar Thompson was in. Last week I gave him a mulligan and said, you know what? He has 14 days to get ready for this game. He has Tyler Huntley. He knows his personnel. He's about to get this offense right, because that's Mike McDaniel. I can't give him too many more mulligans. I don't know how many mulligans you give a guy, but that was embarrassing. And Tyreek and Waddle having 1 target's crazy.
Crazy. Till 2 targets, 1 reception each.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, the whole notion of, oh, they're, I wasn't watching him closely, but I'm guessing he was getting doubled, because there's no way you could shut him down with just a guy on him. So let's say he's getting doubled. So they go, you know what? We'll throw to Jonnu a couple times, loosen up the defense. They won't double him. Hey, after 7 attempts, 7 receptions from Jonnu Smith, they're still doubling him. Just start throwing him the bleeping ball. He's Tyreek Hill. Just start throwing him the ball. Throw 50-50 balls up in the air. Do some bleeping thing.
Huh? You don't think when he almost had 2,000 last year, they were double-teaming him?
Like, doubled constantly.
When he was at 1680, they didn't say, oh, man, this Hill guy's pretty good for the Dolphins. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Do you think maybe Mike McDaniel should have been clearer with Tyler Huntley and Tim Boyle when I say look for Hill? It's not Julian!
Julian can't get over because he jumps off sides too damn much.
Good God.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, Aronde is going to join us this hour. I don't want to get too sidetracked because Aronde is going to join us this hour. I want to make sure that we have plenty of time with him. So,
Solana. A failure from the GM position to add a quarterback. Yes. A failure getting the quarterback, and those quarterbacks failing at a position they are not comfortable doing. And then a failure at Mike McDaniel for not scheming up something and understanding your personnel. Throw three levels.
I'm with you. Lost Chris Greer, failure to go in with Skylar Thompson, not Mike White, and then go get Tyler Huntley and Tim Boyle, and nobody can even give you an adequate performance. So failure at that level. Then Mike McDaniel, correct, failure. You're part of personnel decisions, and then you've got to scheme up offenses that somehow suit the personnel that you're given. But also, I'm not letting Tim Boyle off the hook. You're an NFL quarterback. You've got to know on that fourth down that you can't just chuck the ball out of bounds. And if that was actually trying to be an accurate pass to your receiver, you should retire today because then you don't know what you're doing. I mean, you're an NFL quarterback. In that situation, you couldn't keep the ball in the field of play?
This is an NBA game, down by two, a guy takes a three-pointer, and it flies into the crowd.
Right.
You can't, like, hit the backboard. You can't hit the rim. You're at the highest level of football in the history of the world, and you throw it and hit a cameraman. The cameraman was scared. If Tim Boyle plays again, every cameraman is going to be terrified that they're going to get hit in the face.
If Tim Boyle plays again, that's the end of that phrase. It should never – that – no.
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 Talk to the Dolphins like a bad dog? No.
Bad dog. No. Honestly, I'm sorry. You cannot have Tim Boyle out there.
No.
You couldn't put together one drive against a mediocre team at best to win that game? Like, get off my team.
Yeah. That's where we're at.
All right, let's get Solana's back. Let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Solana. Brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen. At Durrell Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Durrell Volkswagen.
I'm going
to
give you.
If you told me this summer we would do an hour on Tim Boyle, I would check your blood pressure.
I mean, who's had better NFL stats, Nathan Peterman or Tim Boyle? I'm not even joking. I'm not joking. I think we got a worse version of Nathan Peterman.
Nathan Peterman's Tim Boyle's role model.
Like, yeah, they tell Tim Boyle, if you keep working hard, you can be Nathan Peterman. It's unbelievable. It's really unbelievable.
This gold sheet has Nathan Peterman's picture on it. One day, baby. One day.
One day.
I'm going to read you guys another stat here. Hawk, just close your ears because this is just going to infuriate you even more. Alec Ingold, your fullback, had more reception yards than Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle combined. By the way, Alec Ingold, only one reception in the game.
Yep. Nice little deep pass. Got to scan the field, find where Alec Ingold is.
We have the fastest human on the planet.
The fastest human on the planet. And Tyler Huntley's looking for Alec Ingold deep. I mean, would you be upset at Tyreek Hill if he said, you know what, I'm not practicing this week. I'm not practicing until you show me that I'm part of this offense. Like, would you, like, He and Jalen Waddle were laughing. I think a lot of people, it rubbed them the wrong way, but they were laughing on the bench with Mike McDaniel after halftime. But would you understand it if Tyreek Hill is talking to Drew Rosenhaus going, what the bleep is going on here? Like, KC's undefeated. Like, what the bleep is going on here?
I'm sure those conversations have happened.
Yeah.
As a fan, I'd be upset. As a player, if I was on the team, I'd be upset. I'd be like, Reek, man, you know you get paid for the 6 days of the practice and not just the game now. You're making a lot of money, bro. Get your ass out.
Yeah, he's like, I'm out here practicing, and then I'm running wind sprints while they're throwing the ball to Alec Ingold and Julian Hill.
I never thought he'd be a decoy. I'll agree with you.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine the price of this decoy? It's mind-boggling.
Most expensive decoy in league history.
And Waddle's not far behind. Waddle was out there basically getting cardio in the entire game. That's it.
I have to feel like he's probably angrier than Tyreek Hill, because Jalen Waddle would probably be a number one on a lot of teams. And he's had to take this role, and it's always been like, well, listen, you have one of the best receivers in the league, so just kind of be good soldier, and they gave you a new contract and whatever. But now he's what? Number four behind Alec Ingold and Jonnu Smith and Tyreek Hill?
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm Jalen Waddle, I'm going, wait a second. Like, I should be an NFL star. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to be, if I'm on a team with Tyreek, okay, because it's Tyreek. But now you're not even throwing Tyreek the ball? Like, what am I doing here?
That interaction on the sideline, and I was watching it live, you know, you saw it, everybody's speaking about it. That was frustration and anger, but didn't want to cuss a nice coach.
Yeah, they couldn't
out.
Believe it. They couldn't. That was one of those situations where you laugh and make fun of something that you know is just terrible. They Jalen and Tyreek were sitting there probably ripping Mike McDaniel up and down, and then he happened to walk over. So now they just start smiling and goofing with him. They had to be beside themselves.
That's anger. That's anger misdirected towards laughter. Because, yeah, everybody's like, oh, they think this is funny. No, if they don't laugh right now, they're going to fight.
Yeah.
There's nothing left to do but laugh at how bad it's been. That's what it is. There's just nothing left to do.
But to Waddle and Tyreek's point, honestly, with that frustration, who do they run up to? They run up and get mad at Tyler Huntley, or do they yell at Tim Boyle? Like, what's Tim Boyle going to do about this situation? He can't make the
throw. I agree. No, it's on Mike McDaniel. It's on Chris Greer.
Yeah.
There's if I'm Tyreek or Jalen Waddle, yeah, I'm not. I mean, Tim Boyle has shown you over and over again who he is in the NFL. That's not a surprise.
It's funny, and I think he's a punchline name because it's just a funny name of Cleo Lemon. Cleo was on the team. I was with Asia at the time. He had his wife. We were engaged, I believe. Like, we were friends. We'd go out to eat together. There was no time that I walked into a game saying, boy, Cleo going for 300 and three touchdowns a day. That's not what he's doing. They know that Tim Boyle and Tyler Huntley are not doing that. They're not made like that. They didn't fall out the womb like that. So who am I mad at? I'm mad at the guy that's supposed to scheme this thing up, but I can't cuss out the head coach. Remember what happened? What was that? When Tyreek was screaming at Mike McDaniel a couple games ago, and that was a problem. So I start screaming, running around screaming because I'm frustrated. Now I got to answer questions of that. Now I have one target through a half. Now what am I going to do? Now I'm going to laugh it off because when I get emotional and I look mad, now I'm a problem. But this is a problem that nobody's addressing, and I'm one of the best receivers in the world, and I have one target. No, this is a problem, but I got to laugh it off because they don't want to see the angry black dude run around and scream on the sideline.
Crowder, you can use Cleo Lemon, bring up any Gus Frerotte, whoever.
Yes.
Whoever. The Dolphins' offense over a span of four games has never looked this inept in my lifetime, period. End of story. Doesn't matter who the quarterback was. Pat White, concussed during that Steelers game, was more productive on the ground, unconscious, than what the Dolphins have put out as a product over the last four games. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Tyler Thigpen, John Beck, Young Henny. Yeah, they didn't look this bad. Those teams I was on that we make fun of, they didn't look this bad.
Maybe one game.
I keep saying that Marcus Mariota came in yesterday. He was great. Like, that's what you need a backup to do. We've said this for four games now. You shouldn't go from this to the bottom of the bottom when your backup comes in. And it's happened with three backups. Mm-hmm. Three.
Over 5 weeks.
Crazy.
Keep rolling them out there.
You're still in the race. Still in the race.
You know what?
I said Tannehill.
I don't know if No. That was mine. Don't steal mine. You got to find somebody else. Y'all made fun of me.
You know who I want to go get.
Y'all made fun of me when I was talking about Tannehill.
Get the Pastrnak.
He's on Geico commercials now.
I'm telling you, the Pastrnak leads them to a touchdown when they need one yesterday to win the game.
Josh Dobbs is better than anything we have on that field.
1,000 times.
Yeah.
1,000 times.
Tannehill is too. There's available quarterbacks out there that would do better than Boyle.
Well, the Hurricanes at least are keeping us and our spirits uplifted. 7-0, remain undefeated, put up another 52 points. They're averaging almost 50 points a game. They're still number 6 in the AP poll. I don't know if you guys discussed in the first hour, Hawk. I don't know if you're upset about that.
I'm good with that. Yeah. I mean, whatever. It was like John Michaels, you know, the SEC team with one loss, apparently. It doesn't matter because they're in the SEC.
World Series is set. We got our Yankees-Dodgers series.
Yeah.
I can't wait for this.
Game 1 will be Friday night at 8 p.m. from the City of Angels.
Someone tweeted, though, and this is fair, Huntley threw Tyreek a deep ball that he should have caught, but Tyreek lost track of it. He did. Yeah. He was turned one way, turned the other. Literally, ball hits the ground. And Tyreek, that's the first he saw of that ball. But I think that also was he was so used to a ball not being thrown his way that once he got 40 yards beyond the line of scrimmage, he said to himself, there's no chance that there's a ball coming my way. I'll just finish out this little run.
Usain Bolt never looks for the ball running 100.
That's exactly.
Just takes off down the sideline. Yeah. Get to this line.
The New York Liberty clinched their first ever WNBA title. Overtime win over the Lynx yesterday in Game 5. A lot of controversy in that one. Exciting finish in the city. Inter Miami set their single season points record in the MLS with a 6-2. Season finale, regular season finale over the New England Revolution. Messi came in as a sub, took him an 11 minutes to score a hattie.
So funny.
Wow.
Yeah. 11 minutes.
They playing grown-ups?
People go their entire MLS career playing 90 minutes a game, not notching a hat trick.
They were playing children, man. What team were they playing?
The New England Revolution. That's where they're playing.
Did they have a full team?
Oh, no, they're out of the playoffs already, so they're just playing just to play.
Gotcha.
Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.
We understand.
There's going to be a wild card
what
game.
Sport were they playing, Jimmy? What sport was that?
I don't know. I don't think they knew what sport they were playing.
Soccer is the answer, Jimmy. Just soccer. They were playing soccer. That's the answer. You got to piggyback on your other line, which was a good joke, even though it wasn't intended to be a joke. But now just piggyback on it. I launched it up there for you. Soccer. They're playing soccer.
They're going to play the winner of a wild card game tomorrow. Atlanta plays Montreal, and then Inter Miami, as long as they keep winning, they're at home throughout the rest of the MLS playoffs. And the Panthers, they beat VGK over the weekend 4-3 in overtime.
Is it single elimination MLS playoffs?
No, I believe they play a best of three.
Correct.
Mm. Yeah. And yes, Hawk, winning at this stage of the season, very important, in case you had any questions.
I was going to ask Jimmy, actually.
Panthers beat VGK over the weekend 4-3 in overtime. How about Sam Reinhart, named as one of the NHL's three stars of the week? Panthers back at home. They host the Wild mañana. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Happens to be a decent afternoon in South Florida. Partly cloudy, 80 degrees. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
All right, Aronde Gadsden is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk a little Dolphins football with him. I would imagine him being a receiver might be a little upset at the number of targets Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill got, but we'll find out from OG next.
OG had more Sunday.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no!
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, Aronde Gadsden is going to join us here. And before we talk some football, I did mention there is a big game on Saturday, Canes and FSU. If you're looking for the best Canes gear, check out Caneswear in Davie or caneswear.com online. Aronde's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. I said to you, Crowder, at the end of the last segment, he was a Dolphins receiver for many years. I would imagine that yesterday's game probably annoyed him maybe more than someone who wasn't a receiver in the NFL for many years. Aronde Gadsden is joining us now. Is there any way, OG, as a receiver, is there any scenario where a healthy Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle play the entire game? They're both, you know, healthy and not missing plays, and they both end up with a combined two catches for less than 20 yards? Like, is that possible?
If Dave Wanstead was the coach, we had Ricky Williams in the backfield, and Jay Fiedler was the quarterback. It could happen. I mean, it happened to me. You know, it could happen. On a Monday night game, too, Ricky had like 43 carries, and Rob Conrad led the team in receiving. But anyway, back to yesterday. Nah, I mean, that shouldn't happen. Not the guy we just voted. Not we. I guess the NFL, just voted the number one player in the league, shouldn't have one catch. I mean, this has been happening the last 3 weeks. I mean, I think in the last 3 weeks, he's had a total of four catches. Like, you know what? And to go back to the point where you just had the promo, you know, they didn't build that guitar because we win. Because Sabrina and Nephew killed me yesterday. Killed me, Sabrina. Come on, help me. I'll get more than 15 points, would you? I mean, I had a good parlay going. The Commanders, Philly. I had Seattle. I had the Liberty, the Dodgers. I even had Tyreek Hill to go over 0.5 yards rushing. I hit that.
I had that.
All she had to do was get 15 points, and she won for 8 and 3s. Come on, lady. Anyway.
That was all part of one parlay? You had that all in a parlay?
Yeah, all in one parlay, yeah. $10 would have got me $1.7 million, and she didn't do it. Anyway, I mean, you know, listen, I've said this. I'm upset, but I'm not upset as I would be because I've told y'all this since the beginning of time. 3 years ago when we were in Twin Peaks. The guy does not have a plan B or a plan C. He just has a plan A. He's the same plays he's been calling since Tua was in. Now, he hasn't changed not one play. Not one play. I mean, it's crazy. Like, you know, when Tua was up for the money, and I even said, yeah, I think we should give Tua the money because nobody else is going to run it. He hasn't, like, you see when he threw to Jonnu Smith, Tyreek and Waddle is wide open behind him. They're behind him wide open. The glance is wide open. The post four step is wide open. But Tyler Huntley's going to throw to Jonnu Smith because that's what he knows. That's what he feels comfortable with. If you go back, you would think, if I get Tyler Huntley, I'm going to go and pay attention to whatever he did in Baltimore and call those plays. Nope. I'm calling the same plays as if Tua was in there, and I want him to run it. No, man, no. But he only has plan A. He has no plan B. We haven't switched anything. It's the same thing. Like, it's, you know, it's frustrating to see. And that's why Tyreek Hill and Waddle, of course, you're a receiver. We need to be involved. Of course I'm not going to look for the ball if it's the third quarter and it's the first deep ball I'm getting. I was just running sprints. That's all I was doing. I just staying healthy, getting my heart rate up. And now you throw it to me. Oh, I'm like, no, man. It just we not wired like that. We need to be involved in the game. We gonna start throwing our helmet, start looking crazy. Our mama's gonna be on the internet tomorrow. That's just how it works. Man. That's just how it works.
OG, you make it sound a little more funny than our frustration. Let's keep going. What about on that fourth down in the fourth quarter when he threw the ball out of bounds? I'm thinking about a snag seven. I'm thinking about a bump route, double crossers. This is in my mind, OG. They're going to get some guys to the sticks. This dude throws a back shoulder.
They were 3 yards away maybe from a first down?
It's crazy to throw the ball that deep and not run anything at the stick. There's a lot of concepts. OG, there's a lot of concepts. I don't even know it. I know you know it, that you can get 3 yards.
The snag will always be my route, man. That's the best route in the world to me. Like, I'm putting the defense in all kind of conflicts. Especially like the snag guy is a football player. I'm winning that. I'm winning that on a buzz linebacker all the time. But anyway, I mean the whole last minute and 20 seconds was terrible. Like, we could do better than that in high school, bro. Like, clock the ball. Like, do something. Like, you gonna run a hurry up with Boyle? Come on, bro. Like, I mean, they just kept on running plays. Like, come on, man. Like, spike the ball. Like, do something. Like, you spike the ball on third down. Now you know it's only one down for that young fella to get that. Come on, man. He's not running. Like, I don't know. I just think, once again, and you see him holding that sheet, and they show him all the time. Nothing else on that sheet, bro. Nothing's going to just jump out at you on that sheet because you haven't changed it. Like, you would think if Tim Boyle should have some plays that he knows how to do. When Tim Boyle in the game, I'm putting 11 people at the line. Like, especially after we know what he did in college. I'm not even covering the receivers. I'm putting 11 people on the line of blitzing.
He's never going to get that to them.
He's never going to get it. Like, I mean, it's just ridiculous because he just hasn't changed it. Like, you would think. Like, if you run Waddle and Tyreek on two crossing routes, somebody got to rub somebody. And if they catch it on the other side, somebody going to run for 137 yards. Nope. We run the same plays. Like, if Tua was in there, same plays. That's why they frustrated, bro. That's why you can tell.
Does he have a chance, Mike McDaniel, of losing the offensive players? The players seem to love Mike McDaniel, but you did see, you know, at the end of the when the second half was starting after the first half was over, and you know, Jalen Waddle and Tyreek were sitting on a bench together, and we know it was all laughs when Mike McDaniel walked over. But there's no way that they were goofing before he got there. They just kind of changed their demeanor,
right?
Yeah, but like, does he have a chance of losing the offensive players with like, hey, what are you doing, coach?
I hate to beat this dead horse, but you have to do something different, especially when Tua's not in. Now, the saving grace, we hope that Tua will come back and relive the Tua from last year. Just like the Jets hoping, you know, Aaron Rodgers is the Aaron Rodgers from, you know, 2019. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know how that's going to work, but that's the saving grace because the plays will now work. Like, Tyreek will now get 5 catches for 127 yards. Waddle will get his 3 for 89 and a touchdown, and we'll be doing the penguin again. Like, I hope that's the way it is, but – you know, it's tough. It's tough because I think, you know, the book is out. And that's why I was so adamant about the change. You have to do something different. I'm happy to see Jonnu getting the ball because we never used a tight end, so that helps. I mean, you can look back through the 3 years he's been here. And what's the tight end stats? Like, the leading tight end in the last since Mike McDaniel been here. We had Mike Gesicki. He had like 20 catches. Like, it should be more than that when you got these two dynamic receivers, but he's going to call the same thing. Like, I think if Tua was away longer to week 12, I think that he was in jeopardy of losing everyone, be quite honest. But I think the book is out, and that's the problem. I used the analogy, you remember when Cam Newton was doing the Superman, and he was like, yo, if you don't like it, stop it. And what happened the next year? They stopped it. And we hadn't heard from Cam Newton since. They stopped it. Let him pull the ball, and we just keep hitting Cam. Don't worry about who got the ball. Hit Cam. If he won't run the zone read, hit him. And they know now, you could tell in the first two games, the Jacksonville and Buffalo, they're not really going for the interceptions. They're not really going for, you know, they're just trying to intersect, just trying to disrupt the timing. Like, we're going to run into the guy. When Tyreek hit his fourth step, when Tua hit his third back step, we're just going to run into people. They're just running into people. They're not sticking them. If they right, they right. If he holds it for an extra second longer, then they wide open for a touchdown. But the book is out, like, because he's not going to change. He's not changing it. The routes haven't changed. They just haven't. And that's, I think that's the frustrating part. You know, when you go into a game plan, you know, you have some new wrinkles, and you, as a receiver, you know, as the whole offense, you're like, man, we practiced this all week and we didn't run it. And you get frustrated. I don't think they had those plays. I don't think they got some new plays that Tyreek and Waddle have not done. Like, oh, we practiced this all week and didn't run it. That I don't think they have that. They got what we always been running.
Plays they got. OG, and something else, Tua had his press conference today, and I won't lead the witness on this. I just want you to answer the question. He said he will not wear the Guardian helmet, the little extra pad on the helmet that people that have, you know, that have concussion histories wear, right, that little extra pad.
Right.
Why do players make the decision not to wear that pad?
Because it looks like you're on a short bus. You know, they don't want to look like they're on a short bus. That's the only reason why. I see the guy from Buffalo, the safety, he wear it because he know he going to bang people out. Like, I'm going to bang people out. Like, if you see a safety or a linebacker wear that helmet, know you getting banged out because they don't care. I'm running into you. That's a pre-warning. That's like, I'm going to run, slap into you. I don't care.
That's a warning helmet.
Right, that's a warning helmet. And when he comes to you, you know, it's going to shoot flares because I'm about to bust your face. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care about my well-being. Like, I'm just going to run into you full speed.
That's funny. If you see a defensive player wearing the Guardian cap, that's a warning that you're going to get stuck. Yeah,
now, right. You'll get rocked.
People's heads off.
Yeah, yeah. What I tell you,
Hawk.
No, because Aronde said it. Stop it. I mean, listen, if you don't wear the Guardian cap, you could actually end up on that bus. So how about you wear the cap?
It's all about the look.
It's all about the look. You know you don't want to look like that, but you should wear it. Tua should wear it with a – Tua should wear two of them. He should wear two of them, like,
and
one on top of the other.
Put a My Pillow on your head, too.
Right. He should have one of those helmets, an airbag, and another helmet, just in case. But, it's unfortunate that we're in this situation, and I think that
you should play in a car seat wearing a seatbelt that has an airbag attached to it, just in case there's a collision.
Just in case there's a collision. And we should not go for it on 4th and 7 when Tua's at quarterback. That's what we should do. We should kick it. We should kick
play
it.
For field, you know, listen. Flip the field.
Flip the field. Just flip the field. That's your fault. That's your fault, Mr. Wonder Boy. That's your fault. Go back to the old hair. Go back to your old hair, dude. The one you had when you first got off the plane. Go back to that one, not this one.
Yeah, you got a little too cutesy with the hair.
Yeah, you got a little too cutesy. You
let's
know
go back
saying?
To where, like, we came from when we were putting 70 points up in a game, not the season.
Yeah. So did we had 70 points in one game last year. We hadn't had 70 points in 7 games this year. Like, oh, my God.
He used to have the vice principal hairdo. Now he has the club owner.
Right. He got the club owner. He done got the money and bought him a little lounge down the street.
He forgot what got him here.
Yeah, he don't want to be the vice principal no more. He just want to own the lounge, open it up at 5. I got the liquor license. I can stay open past 11:30. Yeah, man. We fell for the joggers, man. We were good with just the joggers. That was good. Now
we
went to the hair.
You were.
Like, yeah, you went too far, man. Now you got the glasses, the hair, like the watch. Come on, man. The joggers was enough. Now everything looks good.
Joggers,
so
off whites, and then give us the vice principal hair. We're good to go.
Yeah.
Now you got the hookah. He got the hookah flavors. Yeah, we don't need no hookah coat.
Now he got the cleats on. He taping his fingers up. Like, he about to get in the game. Like, come on, bro. You're going too far.
See you, Rondé. We'll talk to you next
week. All right, man. Y'all take it easy, bro.
There you go. Rondé Gadsden making us smile after a Dolphins loss.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no.
Hawk and Crowder.